This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Larry Richard with our anchorman this morning, David Balderano from our news department. And 5 hours, it was a marathon for Allegheny County Council, and the bulk of that being the time to talk about the proposed property tax hike of nearly 50%, 46.5. But you round up. I can do that because I used to be a weather guy. But very contentious, and yet last night, some people suggesting that some of the people that were there were put there just to say they were for it.
Imagine that.
So at the end of the day, for those that don't know, it is council's responsibility, the fiscal part of their responsibilities, and this is the most important part, is you know, the money watch.
Right. And of course, keep in mind also that, you know, Dan Catena was calling people to call the county executive's office and say they don't support the tax increase. So there was a little bit of that going on.
Marty talked about that yesterday too on his talk show 10 to 2. Also, you mentioned the recount.
Mm-hmm.
The vote is closer than maybe people thought it would be after the first blush after the election a couple of weeks ago. Now Allegheny County begins that process this morning.
This morning, correct. And so does Westmoreland County. They start theirs at 9. I think Allegheny County's is at 8 o'clock. They'll start doing it. It's something that they are required to do. All 67 counties have to start doing this. Today was the deadline when they had to begin this process. And then everything has to be done and certified by noon next Wednesday.
And also, the cabinet picks continue. And people close to President-elect Donald Trump say that he wants to get this process, at least his picks, out there before next Wednesday, before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
A familiar name, actually three names, but this one is the most familiar, I think, because he spent 13 years with his own television show. Dr. Mehmet Oz will be ahead of Medicare and Medicaid programs. And then Vince McMahon's wife, who founded the WWE, who is a friend of Donald Trump's. He was inducted, Donald Trump himself, into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2013 in Madison Square Garden. I was there with Bruno Sammartino. But Vince McMahon's wife is now going to be the head of the education department, which Donald Trump said he's going to eliminate.
Right. Pending Senate approval, of course.
And so then the other pick is a billionaire who he wants to put in head of commerce. His name is Howard Lutnick, a billionaire that would be a commerce secretary. So those are the new additions in the last 24 hours on the list.
Yeah.
And they'll go through the process at some point through the House and Senate.
Well, the Senate. The Senate confirms.
The Senate confirms.
Yeah.
So there you go. Those are the new picks. Who knows? How many are left? Can't be many left now.
No, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. But it'll be interesting to see what happens with a lot of this because there's some controversy around some of them. But, you know, a lot of people also say this is what the public voted for. They wanted to bring in outsiders to take over and try to improve things. So we'll see.
Well, there are a lot of names. Some are familiar. Some are surprises. Because as these things go, when you win the election, you get to put your people in. And these are loyalists to President-elect Trump, and we'll see what happens when they go through the process.
Right.
Meanwhile, in just a little bit, we're going to talk to an expert about de-escalating family and friendships from the political, you know, however you want to describe it, in the last 2 years, ramped up, obviously, in the last few months, through the summer, and then we were just barraged here in this state more than any state in America, by a long shot. Even people who visited here were shocked. Every television ad seemed to be, every radio ad social media was a, you know, some type of political ad.
Right. Yeah.
And while people might not understand, they were so maybe more vicious than ever before, is the fact that they don't have to adhere to the standards of the FDA, you know, when talking about commerce. Like if a company makes claims,
right,
they have to back those claims
right.
in some way, shape, or form.
Right, yeah. It's a great law that the lawmakers passed that said that they don't have to they don't have to be subject to that. And if you're running for federal office, we can't even put limits on the number of commercials that they can buy. So it's just an amazing ability that they have. And you, a radio station, not that we would, but a radio station could decide that they don't want to run political ads for local offices, but you can't decline to run ads for federal candidates.
Right. So people understand that whole process, even here, was not our choice.
Right.
That's technically, you know, having to do what you are required to do by law, because this radio station is regulated by the FCC.
Right.
And you have certain rules and regulations when it comes to politics that we have to adhere to. But a lot of people looking to just detach.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
How about detaching by watching a Thursday night Steelers game in Cleveland?
Well, I think that sounds like a pretty contentious.
Oh, yeah, that's contentious, too, but in a completely different way. The whole city here who are Steeler fans are rooting against
right.
another team
right.
in another city
right.
that happens to be a great traditional rival.
Right.
And so it goes. So that's what people are talking about on the Big K Morning Show. And our entire Odyssey Pittsburgh team has teamed up with the University of Pittsburgh, Pitt Athletics, Zaloni's Italian Bread at the Market District, Settlers Ridge. This is the final of 3 days starting at 2 this afternoon. Colin Dunlap will be broadcasting live again. And we're basically filling up a PGT truck and helping the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank as we get into the holiday seasons. We want to make sure we help our neighbors who are food insecure and, you know, do it in a way that, as Pittsburgh always does, shows up and helps our neighbors. So, Aaron, I know you're going to have the Steeler game on tomorrow night, even if you're not able to stay up for the whole thing. I have a real issue then, because how can you go to bed when
the
Pittsburgh Steelers are playing? For me, you know, I'm a fan.
Yes.
Like so many others. It's Cleveland.
Right.
Steelers are rolling 5 straight.
They really are.
8-2.
Yep.
And this is another rivalry game. And I don't know. There's a little controversy. Miles Garrett, who's their top defensive player, who won Defensive Player of the Year last year, inexplicably, it should have been T.J. Watt.
Right.
They kind of gave it to him because,
yeah.
you know, he's getting up in years.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody made a comment, and then he commented about the comment and back and forth. So there's always a little
loop-de-loop.
Billboard. Yeah. Loop-de-loop.
Of comments.
Have you ever been to Cleveland in their stadium?
No, I've never been to the stadium. I've definitely been to Cleveland. Is the stadium beautiful?
The old one, War Memorial Stadium, was ancient. It was like going back to Rome in the gladiator days.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen pictures of that stadium.
The new one's just standard, you
yeah.
know, nothing that special. Still there on the lake. They're talking about making or building a new stadium with a roof on it. So it would take away the elements. Now,
not a retractable roof, just permanently set.
The weather tomorrow night in Cleveland could be a little nasty. But we've come to learn over the years that's Pittsburgh Steeler, Cleveland Browns.
Tradition.
Yeah, kind of like that. And even though the Browns aren't a very good team this year, when you have a rivalry game like that, who knows? So let me look at the Cleveland weather. They're as mild as we are now. But let's see, Thursday night, it could get iffy. They're expecting rain, but it won't be snow. So,
well, thank goodness for that. I'm interested to see what tomorrow's like in the morning weather-wise, just because, you know, we can hear the forecast and plan.
I don't think you have to worry about tomorrow morning, maybe some snow late tonight. But I was looking at the breakdown. So basically, Pittsburgh is on the edge of a trace 2 inch of snow, the city proper.
Okay.
If you go just to the west, they may not see any at all that'll stick. Now, as you move to the east, we could see 1 to 3 inches and then up to 6 inches in the higher elevations of the mountains and on east, southeast.
As per usual, the visuals you create for me, like, I've got it now.
Good.
I've got it.
It's my former weatherman. I can't.
I mean, you do it. You do so well.
I can't let it go.
With that. But let's go Steelers. I will be tuned in. And I'm going to try and watch the whole game.
At least watch the half, first half anyway.
It's like Friday Eve. I'll be fine.
Hopefully the Steelers will be up so much you won't have to worry about the second half. We'll
Very
see.
Good. Yeah, right.
See, it's the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Christopher Cruz from CBS in Washington. Christopher, good morning.
Great to be back on KDKA. How you doing, Larry?
I'm doing well. This is for people in the news business like you in particular, the gift that keeps giving. Every day we're getting more picks and then every...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
One picks apart the picks that President-elect Donald Trump has promised he wanted to do and have this list before Thanksgiving.
It's quite a fast moving pace, I would tell you. I'm reminded of the curse, may you have an interesting life. And I've always, you know, I've been in journalism for, well, almost 50 years now, and I've always talked about how much I love it. But it's tough to keep up with the pace of all this. You know, official Washington has certain standards and certain timelines that they observe. And there are people, so for instance, for defense secretary, you would have once wanted somebody who had been in the military, who had maybe been an assistant defense secretary, had some kind of a relationship with the bureaucracy. And President Trump or President-elect Trump is challenging all of those sort of unwritten rules. It's really been a tremendous upheaval in the city.
Isn't that what people apparently voted for?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, now, if you're thinking, well, this is what people want. They want things to change. The question ultimately, I think, though, is how much do they want them to change? You know, we supported a complete overhaul of the federal government. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean somebody like Matt Gaetz should be in the Attorney General? Does that mean somebody like Tulsi Gabbard should be the Director of National Intelligence? Maybe it does for the president-elect supporters, and maybe it doesn't for some of them as well.
So these will have to go through the process, which every president has had to go through with the Senate, correct?
I don't think he's going to get what he wants, which is the recess appointments. And then I think that the maximum is 2 years for somebody to stay in a position under a recess appointment. And the last thing that a Republican senator wants is to vote against President-elect Trump, because they'll almost immediately be primaried by somebody from MAGA. So they don't want that. They would rather not have to take these very difficult votes. I can't even remember the last time a cabinet secretary, a designee, was turned down by the Senate. Generally, you know, the president gets the message that there just aren't enough votes in the Senate. And I think that that's the message that they're trying to send at this point about Tulsi Gabbard, about Matt Gaetz, and even really about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Pete Hegseth. No senator, I think, no Republican senator wants to have to vote any of these nominations down.
And yesterday we found out Education Secretary nominee would be Linda McMahon. She before was the head of the Small Business Administration under Donald Trump. Also former WWE wrestling executive married to Vince McMahon at the time. I don't know. I don't think they're still married, are they?
They're separated. Yeah.
And so interesting that Donald Trump said he wants to eliminate the Department of Education.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to work. I mean, do you eliminate it from within? The other thing is, you know, I think, you know, again, official Washington is accustomed to these types of statements from candidates. We're going to stop this. We're going to eliminate that. We're going to reduce that. But you need Congress to do that. And I don't think that there are enough votes in Congress, a veto-proof votes in Congress for that to happen. At the same time, he can gain votes. He can gain the presidency, as he did, by saying these things. He can also limit the types of things that the Department of Education is doing. He can limit the number of people who are hired, increase the number of people who are fired. So there's a lot that could be done to destroy an organization from within. And then at the same time, I would tell you that the organization will attempt to co-opt a new leader. And that's what happens with every cabinet secretary. Sometimes the term is go native. And all of a sudden, they'll be on the side of the department that they run, as opposed to the president's side.
We're with CBS's Christopher Cruz, a name we're very familiar with in this country and also in this state, because he ran against and John Fetterman for Senate a couple of years ago. Dr. Mehmet Oz, celebrity heart surgeon, 13 years a TV star. He is Donald Trump's pick to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. Does that surprise you?
Well, yes and no. Again, you know, he's got no bureaucratic, federal government bureaucratic experience. But President-elect Trump believes that you have to look the part. You have to have good communication skills. And in fact, when we talk about these department heads, really the department is not run by these department heads. It's really policy. And there's not a whole lot that the head of the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services is going to do to change the underlying legislation that rules those. But again, I think he's saying, look, you know, we appreciated the fact that you went out there, spent millions of dollars of your own money, took a big chance. You didn't get elected, but we've got a position for you. And you know, Donald Trump has said many, many times, this guy looks like he's straight from central casting, this general. And it's important for him. Television is important to him. He's a creature of the 70s and the 80s, and television is very important.
And finally, yesterday, he also added a nominee, billionaire Howard Lutnick, as Commerce Secretary. Who is Howard Lutnick, besides the fact that we know he has a lot of money?
It's interesting because you generally see very wealthy folks in either in commerce or in treasury. So that wasn't much of a surprise. You know, again, he's somebody who has supported the president-elect with money. He's helped with his transition. And that wasn't a surprise. It may be one of the more traditional nominations or proposed nominations that Mr. Trump will ever make.
By the way, he's CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald. We're very familiar with that. New York City, they were in the World Trade Center. They actually lost most of the employees of anybody in the building, which unrelated to Howard Lutnick. Meanwhile, all right. Well, one of the most iconic pictures, Christopher, is on the private jet. You have Donald Trump to his right. You have Elon Musk across the table, Donald Trump Jr. And then you have Robert Kennedy Jr., who President-elect Trump wants to make the head of our health department. And they had McDonald's meals in front of him on the table. It was a very iconic photograph. I'm sure you saw it.
Yeah, it was interesting because, I mean, at my age now, I must admit, I'm not skeptical. I'm mostly cynical about politics. I've kind of gotten that way. And I just can't imagine that wasn't anything except set up. That,
right.
You know, that the president-elect supporters would say, yeah, he eats McDonald's like we do.
Right. He posted Make America Healthy Again, I think was the headline. Yeah. Well, Christopher, no shortage of information for you to sort through here. This process will continue. Appreciate your time this morning. I'm admiring your work for many years.
Well, thank you, Larry. You too. And always glad to talk to KDKA.
CBS's Christopher Cruz in our nation's capital on the Big K Morning Show. check out our drive at 5 every day at 5 o'clock on your way home. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the yellow van. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to have Rich Fitzgerald, our weekly Wednesday guest, in studio. And Rich is bringing us some great information. I really enjoy, Aaron, when we have a chance to talk to Rich, because in his new role as executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, it encompasses 10 counties in the city, and there's so much going on, and it's always good to find out a lot of times what you wouldn't know unless you listen.
Right, because there's so many, you know, little things happening in each county. For him to focus in and touch on each one specifically is so great and special, actually.
Yeah, one of the things we're going to talk about, did you hear they're going to have a walk of fame and they're going to have nominations for whose names get to be walked on?
That's pretty brilliant, though. I actually love that we're doing that as a city.
Yeah, and we'll tell you where and when and how this is going to work. Just off the top of your head, most famous, and we'll find out exactly what the criteria is, but I'm sure, you know, most famous Pittsburghers, right, who've had some impact in various disciplines. What's the first name that comes to off the top of your head, Pittsburgher, most prominent, influential Pittsburgher, Aaron Ferragonio?
Off the top of my head, the first name I thought of was August Wilson.
Oh.
And I think that's just because of my background, playwright,
as a
storytelling,
dancer, yeah.
Movie. And at Point Park, they actually did a casting call when Denzel Washington and Viola Davis redid Fences. They did a casting call for extras from Point Park.
And weren't you in it?
No.
What?
I wish I was. But that's just the first name, I think, because it's...
August Wilson, one of the most prolific American playwrights in the world.
Right.
In his time. And he grew up in the Hill District.
Yep.
I had a chance to sit down with him one-on-one on television when
insane.
His Fences was storming
Fresh.
The country. Do you believe that?
That's insane.
And in the moment, I knew he was kind of quiet, kind of relaxed, very kind. But I had no idea
right.
that
How
he
big.
Would become... this incredible story, really.
Right. And I think it was, you know, 5-6 years ago now, I was with Lynn Hayes Freeland and she's interviewing Denzel, where he vowed him, his son, to make sure that they produced the rest of his plays.
Yeah, Denzel Washington is all in. By mm-hmm. the way, Denzel's getting a lot of love.
Gladiator 2.
Yeah, you could see it as early as tomorrow night.
Yep.
But it's out this weekend. So if you like the first one, it's related, you know, there's a hook to it.
Right.
But it's all new cast,
right.
including Denzel. So
exciting.
Rich Fitzgerald, we'll talk about the Walk of Fame in Pittsburgh. Who would be on your list?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.